Ivan, before I asked John, what did he think about the fact that you walked on the court with the U.S. flag after you played so many times against him, even in Davis Cup with Czechoslovakia? And so now I'm thinking about, do you feel more American than you are Czech, or?
I enjoy both countries. I have two citizenships. I spend a lot of time in both countries, and I enjoy it. Did you ask John how much time he spends in Ireland with his Irish passport?
No, but...
Okay, you should have.
No, I should, but...
Okay, anybody else?
How special was it to return to Milan after...
It's always nice to come to Milan. I always enjoyed it here. I played a lot of matches here, a lot of tournaments since I was a junior, and it's always nice to come back.
Now that you are a retired player, that you stop playing tennis, do you like playing the game more now, or do you like golf more?
I enjoy both.
Mm. Yeah. The same?
It's not the same. One is golf, one is tennis, but I enjoy them both.
No, the same way, I mean.
In different ways, but I enjoy them both, yes.
Ivan, in your opinion, why? You and John and Goran are so, again, so popular and so excited for the crowd.
Yeah, I think what happens is that a lot of people watched us when they were our age when we played, and they still want to watch us, and they enjoy that. And a lot of people watched us as little kids, and they want to see us again. It happens everywhere, not just in Milan. And they really enjoyed it. They remember our matches. We had great rivalries, and they want to see us play. It doesn't really matter who wins now, but it's nice for them to watch us, and it's nice for us to play for them.
Did you read the verdict tweet? Are you surprised?
I'm sorry?
The verdict tweet last week about your collaboration.
Yeah, we met, so we spent an hour and a half talking, and then we spent an hour practicing. So, I mean, we really get along very well. I get along very well with his team, and I just wish I could help him. I just can't help him effectively. I don't have enough time to effectively help him, but we talked about different coaches, which he's thinking about approaching, and things like that. So that's maybe, you know, maybe my opinion on some of them may help him a little bit, and I'm always there for him if he wants some advice or something. I really like the guy, and he's very, very smart. He's very polite, and always enjoy talking to him.
Your home at Ostrava.
I'm sorry.
I visited your home.
Yes.
At Ostrava 2 years.
You mean you visited Ostrava?
Yeah. Yes. And your home, your house.
I doubt it.
So it does.
Okay.
Did you remember your first years? When did you play? When you were a child?
Yeah.
Ostrava. So now you live in the USA. It's so different.
Yeah, it's very different. But many people move away from their childhood birthplace and where they grew up, and they move on to other places. That doesn't mean they don't like where they grew up. When I went back, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing the streets and recognizing the buildings and seeing the school and the tennis courts and where I used to practice and go and watch hockey games and so on and so on. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Ivan, Michael before was talking about the difference in the strings and the rackets in today's game. Do you think it's easier right now to play the game compared to when you started, maybe?
I don't know if it's easier. I think it's different because the strings now have different characteristics than the strings before. So it's easier to put a lot more spin on the ball and use the angles and so on. But it makes it more difficult to volley because of the way the ball moves. So, you know, it's a little give and take.
Any more questions?
I don't have any.
Okay, thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ivan.
Yes, I'll just meet you over there too.